Hello, friends. So I haven't hit record in a long time because I've been traveling, and traveling just is like good. It gives you perspective, but it derails you. That's the thing that's hard for me. And also, I had COVID along the way in there, and I do think I don't. I'm trying not to think along the lines of long COVID. I definitely had some weird physical things that have lingered for weeks, but. Like, I think my brain sucks a little more than it did before COVID. I hope it's not that long COVID like brain fog crap. But I'm not as smart and I'm not as like sharp. That's the best way to describe it. I just don't feel as sharp as I normally do. So that's a weird thing. Maybe that's also causing me to feel like derailed in work. But yeah, travel's great. It gives you perspective, but it totally derails you. So I was derailed by COVID, and then I was derailed by like a 4 day long trip home because we stopped in a cool hotel. We took like a different way home to stop in a cool hotel in Washington, D.C., and just enjoy like the day and whatever and make our trip longer. And then, yeah, so there's like, oh, there's 4 days burned, after like a few days burned from COVID, and then 4 days burned from that, and then. You get home and you're not like in your groove yet, and you got to unpack and like big time unpack, not like normal. I took a few day trip to unpack. Like I just was gone for 2 months and now I need to unpack my life. But it feels great. That like novelty always feels great to me, So traveling is awesome because it forces you to have that feeling. Like I come home and I'm like, oh, I'm in this new place, even though it's just my home, It fades. It's already worn off for the most part. I'd say the sheen is 70% worn off, but it still is there a little bit. It's always a new opportunity, And then you travel somewhere and it just always feels that way. So that's the best. Honestly, that's the reason I love travel. I love and hate travel. There's a lot that's annoying about it. It's unpredictable. There's all sorts of dumb things like getting sick, which I've done plenty of times. And like getting sick when you're traveling sucks. And just unforeseen things like you missed a flight or you're sleeping on an airport floor or you're sitting on a runway for 5 hours and they're just gonna let you off because the pilot forgot to brush his teeth or something. Yeah, so there's also, I mean, obviously travel sucks in a lot of ways, but it is also awesome because of this novelty thing that it does for your brain, which has been fun. So, and then just took a little mini trip to Niagara Falls. And it's just like an overnight thing, but even just that, it just like feels kind of good to get out and come back and you feel kind of renewed. So anyway, but I've been like derailed by all of this also. It's like the benefits outweigh the negatives. The negatives outweigh the pros outweigh the cons. I don't know which one outweighs which because I have that COVID brain fog. But there's like two factors there. There's like motivation for work, but then there's also like I had a groove going. And now I can just recognize myself having a hard, I'm just having a hard time getting back into the groove. That's what it is. I'm having a hard time. So I just feel like tired, but that's maybe the COVID stuff. So, what am I here to say? Well, I'm really just here to say, hey, I'm still here. I'm still doing stuff. And there are fun little nuggets, but I think the most fun one. I think we should just talk briefly about travel hacking and travel planning and whatever, because you know what? Maybe I'll do that in a separate episode. This episode is just going to be I'm back, maybe. Yeah. And I'm about to leave again because I'm planning another trip for, we're going to leave April 12th for another week, but this time without the baby, which is like brand new for me. So yeah, I got like 3 weeks of actual at home time, and then we're gone for another week. And then I think I'm back for a week, and then I'm going to Denver for, I don't know, traveling, man. How does anybody do it? How does Taylor do it? He seems to travel a lot and be really productive, and I'm not really good at that. So yeah. All right, so there's that. What else is there? There's really nothing else. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to put this out as a micro episode called I'm Back. And then let's talk about travel hacking in the next episode. See ya.